Beautiful, beautiful beings. Man, I have been gone for way too long, and it's simply because I'm literally in the midst of figuring out who I am, what I like, what I want to do, and just making sure that everything is set in stone for me and my personality, my characteristics. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you need that moment, that little break to set aside and get shit rolling. But yeah, I just wanted to stop by and welcome you to Let's Talk About It. It's my podcast, and I'm here to literally talk about whatever it is that comes to mind, and even just simply just wanting to talk about the little things that people don't want to talk about. Because why not? Why not tap into yourself and little vulnerabilities and the sensitivities of your mindset, your thoughts, and ideas? Let's tackle them. I am so excited to talk about this little chapter of this book I have been reading for a very long time. And actually, a lot of people inquire about it, so here it is. It's The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. I'm telling you, like, there is literally so many gems in this book. I have to take at least 2 or 3 days to kind of, like, sit down with the chapter for a little bit, because there's just so much to learn. For example, the chapter that I'm reading right now is How to Receive Guidance from Your Subconscious. And the little quote that I got over here is, if you are fearful and worried, you are not really thinking. True thinking is free from fear. Now, if you really think about that, right? We are scared of a lot of motherfucking things, okay? Yeah, sometimes you just have to be present and realize what's really going on. You have full control over everything and anything that's going on. Now, of course, if you don't have control over it, then you probably weren't really aware of that part of your mindset. But you wouldn't be scared if you're really thinking about it. Because if someone's coming up to you, you can try to maintain that physical attention by being aware of your surroundings. Not all the time, you won't catch it, but in some cases, you know, it's fairly easy to see if there's someone creeping up behind you. But just being more aware, being more present, because when you realize how present you are, you're not really in your mindset. For me personally, I feel out of place the most when I'm in my head. And when I kind of snap out of it, I'm like, oh, wow, just take a little breather, girl. You doing good. You don't got to worry about nothing. Just you here, you now, you know what I'm saying? You good. And so sometimes you gotta just reassure yourself. But yeah, if you are fearful, you are not thinking. It's just crazy things out here. But I do, yeah, this book definitely has so many gems. And it's the one thing that I really want to talk about right now, because it has been in my head all day, every day, since I've read it. But one thing that I suggest is read. Whether it's a book of poems, a book of numbers, it's just something for you to intake and consume and feel good about the knowledge that you're receiving, because sometimes a good book brings the most joy. I'm telling you, like, oh, I encourage each and every one of you to pick up a book, whatever topic. There's so many topics out there. Research them. Look at them. Do you like it? All right, check it out. But definitely, I recommend The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, actually. I'll give you a few suggestions. The Book of Little Lies by Tina. And let's see, I'm going to say The Monkey Mind. The Monkey Mind definitely has helped me tremendously. And also The Art of Captivating Conversation. That's one thing I'm practicing and learning how to do, because once again, that's another way of you being present. But yes, pick up a book and just think on it and feel good about reading it. You know what I'm saying? Just take the time out to read something. But on that note, yes, thank you for stopping by. I hope you are enjoying your day, your night, whatever it is on your end. And peace.